Whitman County Public Health Director Chris Skidmore says the county saw its biggest recent peak in COVID-19 numbers following the return of university students to campus. While Whitman County's seven-day average for COVID-19 cases is 69.3 per 100,000 as of Wednesday, Skidmore says that number is probably low since most people are testing at home.
The cases that we're seeing are not a clear picture of what the true transmission rate is in the county. I think it's going to be anywhere between 5 and possibly 20 times the amount that we have as confirmed cases.
Mike Larson, a nurse for Public Health Idaho District 2, says newer COVID-19 variants seem to be highly transmissible, but less deadly than early variants such as Delta.
It doesn't appear to be impacting the overall population any differently than the others. So from my point of view, that's really good.
The virus could still pose a higher risk for people with compromised immune systems, young children, and seniors. Skidmore says people planning large events should check community transmission levels and adjust accordingly.
If they're looking like they're high, I would suggest wearing a mask or maybe not even attending.
On Tuesday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended a newly approved COVID-19 booster for anyone 6 months or older. In Pullman, I'm Rachel Sun reporting.